Chagiga, Paragimel Mishnah Dal. Chomer b'truma. Now we're going to see in this Mishnah is a chumra of truma over kachim. Shebi Yehuda Nemon al Tyrus Yayin v'shemen kol yimos hashana. That in the part of Eretz Yisrael, the region of Yehuda, the Amaratzim were believed al Tyrus Yayin v'shemen kol yimos hashana, which means that they were believed to guard, to safeguard wine and oil for kachim the whole year. Because even Amaratzim, when it came to kachim, they were very careful that it shouldn't become tame. The reason we focus on Yehuda, the Rav says, the region of Yehuda was the only real practical region where they would be guarding things for kachim. Because if you would try to bring, if an Am Haaretz would be coming from the Galil up north, and he would try to bring wine for nesachim or oil, it would inevitably become tame because they'd have to pass through the land of the Kusim. There was a strip of Eretz Yisrael, the Eretz HaKusim. They gave it a din like it wasn't Eretz Yisrael and it was metama, anything that passed by. So it wasn't practical. But of course, there really would be no difference anywhere. When it came to kachim, Amaratzim were neman for kachim. Uvishas hagitus v'abadim afal atruma. And if it was the time when they would press the wine and also store the oil, which is, like Rashi explains, was the time of Tishrei. So this is the time that everybody would be cleaning and being metar all of their vessels, because this is the time they would actually take off truma. So when they actually would take off truma, even the Amaratzim would be very careful that their vessels would be tahar and that the wine and the oil would be tahar at this point in time when they're actually being mafresh truma. So Mishnah tells us, afala truma. They're even believed on truma. But once it's already done, and then it's a later time in the year, they are not believed on even the wine or oil that is stored in these same kelim. Avra gitas v'abadim. If the time of gitas v'abadim, the time that they're no longer making wine, it already has been stored and the oil as well. Vevilo chavish shel yain shel truma. And the Amaretz would bring you a barrel of wine that's truma. Lo yikablena mimenu. You can't accept it from him, because you can't believe that it's tahar. Avo manicha legas haba. But the Amaretz, since he knows that during the time that it's not hagitas v'abadim, he's not believed, he should leave it over to the next gas, the next time that they would press the grapes and make the wine, because at that time, everybody's believed. So at that time, the Amaretz can tell the Chavar that this wine I pressed last year, but it's this time of year that he's believed, so he's believed even on what was done last year. So that's why he should wait. Vim amarlo hifrashti l'soicha revias kodesh neman. That's important to point out. Mefarshim explained that although he's believed on the wine at this time, he's not believed that he was careful with the kli itself. So the kli is not tar. The kli is tameh. So you can actually have, it's almost like a contradiction. You have the wine that's inside the kli is tar, but the kli is tameh. You're supposed to accept it. You chaver should accept it in a tar kli. The reason that they were mekel is because of the kohanim. The kohanim should have truma. Otherwise, there would be a real shortage of truma for the kohanim. Vim omer lo hifrashti l'socha revias kodesh neman. And if the Amaretz would say, and this is any time of the year, not just the time that they'd be making wine and the oil, but rather, if he says that inside of this barrel, there's a revias of kachim, let's say he had in mind that something is going to be for the nesachim, and he was very careful, so he's believed. And not only is he believed on the truma, he's even in this case, believed on the barrel. Because, like the Rav explains, migo, that he's mehemin, on the kodesh, since he's believed on the kodesh that's inside the barrel, he's believed also on the truma and the barrel itself. The Rav doesn't say the barrel, but that's what Taisus Yontif explains. Kade yayin v'kade shemen hamudumos. Barrels of wine and oil that are mudumos. Mudumos usually means trumas mixed into chulin. That's not what it means here. There was not something that was truma. We mean that he had in mind to be mafrish trumas and maisus, and he also had in mind to give some of the wine or oil for kachim, for the nesachim. Nemanin aleim b'shas agidus v'abadim. In this case, now, it's not Kodesh yet. It's something he's going to make Kodesh. That's what Taisus Yontif makes a distinction over here. So since that's the case, because if it's Kodesh, we said he's believed the whole year. In this case, Nemanin Aleim B'Shas HaGitas V'Abadim, he's only believed during the time of the Gitas V'Abadim, when they're making the oil and the wine and storing it, V'Kodim L'Gitas Shivim Yom, and also before they would press the grapes, 7 days before, because that's the time they would clean out their kelim. In this case, it's the same thing. We believe him because we're going to believe him for the kachim that he has in mind, for the nesachim. So if he's going to be careful for that, he's careful for everything. We only believe him, though, b'shas gitas v'abadim. And the reason that we believe him, and even, in this case, we treat the barrels and the jugs as tahar, is because it's a gnai to say that the barrels has a cheskas tuma, however, the wine is, you're being makriv on the mizbeach, or the oil. So therefore, in this case, because it doesn't look nice for the kachim, we're makel on that. We don't do that by truma, but we do that by kachim.